All right, so you want to use Bumble. Let's go over how you do it.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video, so please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks! Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be talking all about how to use Bumble. Before I dive into this complete Bumble guide, make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz, because this is going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. Maybe it's Bumble, maybe it's something else. So you should definitely check that out. It's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. This quiz is quick, fun, easy, and totally free. So don't forget to check that out. Actually, go ahead and take the quiz and comment back here and comment below what your results are, because we would love to know. While you're at it, don't forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app, including Bumble. It's again totally free, and that is going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Why not make your life a little bit easier with dealing with those pesky and important first messages on dating apps? All right, so let's get into it. How do you use Bumble? How do you go about it? So before I dive into exactly what you're going to do when you're using it, it's important to understand how Bumble works. So I'm going to dive into some important things to know about Bumble before you even get started signing up and getting swiping and all of that. So Bumble is different from other dating apps for a couple of reasons. First off, Bumble puts women in the driver's seat. Women definitely come first on Bumble. They are the ones in charge. And what I mean by that is when you're using Bumble, the only person who can make the first move when it comes to heterosexual connections on Bumble dating is when the woman messages the man first. That's the only way it's gonna happen. Men cannot message women first, and women actually have a time limit on how long they can wait before they send that first message. So after 24 hours, the match that they have with a man will disappear, and then that connection's lost forever. So it's really on the woman to make the first move and do it within a certain time frame. So this is very interesting, because for most other dating apps, there's no time frame, there's no, you know, one gender can or can't message the other first. And so because of that, on Bumble, you do get a lot less matches and messages in general, because on other dating apps, you can send a message to anyone at any time. Anyone can send the first message, and because of that, women are usually inundated with tons of messages. So on Bumble, the aim is to have more quality and less quantity, to have real connections happening and real dates happening, and less of the just swarms of messages clogging up your, you know, inbox. The second thing that's important to note about Bumble is that it is not just a dating app. Bumble is actually separated into three key sections. There's Bumble Dating, there's Bumble BFF, and there's Bumble Biz. So you can have the best of all worlds here. Now you can keep your profiles for each of these sections while you utilize the others. So your dating profile is not going to be the same as your Bumble BFF profile or your business profile. Now I'll talk about each of the specifics of these a little bit later on in the video, but that is a basic overview of Bumble. Now I'm going to get into more specifics, but if you're enjoying this video so far, please make sure to give it a big thumbs up and hit subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content, so then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we'd really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. All right, so we've talked about kind of an overview of Bumble. Now how do you actually get started using it? So to sign up for Bumble, it's really straightforward and simple, and it's actually free to sign up and to make a profile, to begin swiping. It's free to use most of the major features on Bumble. Actually, you can use Bumble BFF, Bumble Biz, all of it, Bumble Dating, completely for free. If you want extra special features, you could pay for them. But you don't have to. So to set up your profile, you really just go to Bumble, you download the app, then you can go ahead and input some basic information about yourself, your name, where you live, etc., etc. You can answer a bunch of specifics about yourself if you would like to. You can talk about the type of relationship that you're looking for, if you want kids in the future, your religion, ethnicity, everything like that, or you don't have to answer any of those at all, totally up to you. Then you can go ahead and upload some photos of yourself. We would highly recommend to upload photos, because this can really make or break your success when it comes to online dating. So go ahead and upload those photos, make sure they're clear, get up-to-date photos, of course, all of that. Try to be mindful about what it is that you put on your profile. It would help you out to have a well-thought-out profile that will attract the type of person that you were looking for. So don't skimp on the process of making your profile. However, it is very simple and straightforward to do. Now let's talk about the algorithm of Bumble. So the Bumble algorithm is not really necessarily super tailored to your interests and likes in the way that other dating apps are. You know, when you use something like eHarmony, it's really tailored to exactly what it is that you were looking for based off personality quizzes and its advanced matchmaking algorithm. But Bumble mostly utilizes the some key information, basically age, location, and that's sort of it. You are able to see a pool of people around you, around the same age, you know, the age preference that you're looking for. And that's really it. You can go ahead and search for more specifics if you choose to pay for them. Like you can search for, you know, specific heights and things like that if you would like to really narrow it down. But in general, the way the algorithm works, it's not super detailed. It's not really taking into account your specific preferences necessarily down to the detail. If you want to stand out on Bumble when it comes to their algorithm, apparently having more photos pushes you towards the top, so make sure to fill up those photo slots. Whenever the algorithm does work in your favor and you're matched up with someone, it's going to be crucial to send a perfect first message to them if you are a woman and a perfect first reply if you are a man. So in order to do that, we actually have made it easy for you. You can go ahead and check out our free online dating opener formula. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. So this formula is going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app, including Bumble. It's going to make those first messages or replies way easier, take the stress off of you. So don't forget to check that out. It's totally free. Once again, linked above me and found in the description down below. All right, so now let's talk about the specifics of the three different sections of Bumble. There's, of course, Bumble Dating, Bumble BFF, and Bumble Biz. So Bumble Dating really encompasses pretty much everything we've just talked about. You know, that's like the standard profile, matching, talking, etc. I already talked about how women have to send the first message. Now, when it comes to Bumble BFF, from Bumble Biz, it's really interesting because not many dating apps offer services like this. I mean, most dating apps are just that, dating apps. But Bumble goes a step ahead of the game and gives you the opportunity to make connections in other areas of your life. I think that's really interesting and very, very useful. So let's get started with Bumble BFF. How does that work? How do you use Bumble BFF? So when you're on Bumble, you have the option to use Bumble BFF or Bumble Biz. You can separate the profiles, so your Bumble BFF is not going to be the same as your Bumble Dating, right? So you don't have to worry about any overlap there. And when you use Bumble BFF, you are only recommended matches who are the same gender as you. So if you are a woman looking to meet friends, you will be only recommended other women to be your potential friends on Bumble BFF. So there's not going to be any different genders there. And when it comes to messaging, it doesn't matter if you message first or if they message first. That doesn't matter for the BFF version of Bumble. However, there is still a time limit. If you or your potential BFF do not message each other and start a conversation within, you know, 24 hours, then that match will be gone away. Now, your Bumble BFF profile can be as detailed or little detail as you would like. You can really talk up yourself in a friendship type of way here. You can talk about the kind of friend dates you're looking to have. You can talk about, you know, your ideal Bumble BFF hangout, what kind of things you're into. Are you more into nights out? Are you more into nights in? You can, you know, make it a real personalized thing. Look for the kind of friend who you are trying to find. Bumble BFF is super helpful, as well as Bumble Biz, because nowadays lots of people are working online and it can be difficult to meet new people, especially even, you know, regardless of working online as adults. It can be difficult to make new friends, so having a, you know, a feature like this can be super, super helpful. Now, Bumble Biz is similar to Bumble BFF. It's again a separate profile. You do have the time limit on your matches, and on Bumble Biz, it doesn't matter who messages first. Now, Bumble Biz is reserved for people who are looking to make business connections, corporate connections, people who are maybe looking for business partners to talk to people in the industry who they're interested in. And once again, because so many people work remotely nowadays, it can be hard to find a new business partner or to find people who are in your field. A lot of jobs actually have you working by yourself in your house, so how can you ever meet someone to help you expand upon ideas or to talk about the, you know, the field that you're in? So Bumble Biz is a great way to make those corporate and professional connections. And make sure to keep it professional. There's no dating allowed on Bumble Biz. That's definitely a separate thing, so make sure to keep that in mind. But they're all simple to use and you can use the same app. It's not like a Bumble Biz is a different app and Bumble BFF is a different app than Bumble Dating. They're all on the same app. You can easily switch between them depending on what you feel like using. Question of the day, have you ever used an app to make friends or business partners before? Maybe you've used Bumble BFF or Bumble Biz, or are there other apps out there to help you make friendships or make business acquaintances? But basically, have you used apps to make connections that weren't just for dating? Leave your experiences, your comments, questions down below. And would you do that? Would you use Bumble BFF or Bumble Biz? Really interested to know, so make sure to leave everything that you're thinking down in the comment section below. So a few more details I want to mention about Bumble. And again, most of its features are free. If you want some specific features, like being able to change your location on a whim without actually being in that location yet, for example, if you want to go on vacation, that is a paid feature, as well as if you want to search for real specifics about people, like their height, ethnicity, hair color, things like that, you will have to pay for those features. But most of the features on the app are free, including using Bumble BFF or Bumble Biz. Whenever a match expires on Bumble, no matter which portion of the site you're using, that person is kind of gone to the wind. They're not going to reappear in your potential matches. So definitely want to be careful about not letting any matches go. If you're a woman, make sure to message that guy before he's gone forever in your potential pool. You do have the opportunity to boost your profile on Bumble if you would like to be seen more often. They do have something called a Bumble Boost, which you can pay for, and that will put your profile to the top of the list for a little bit of time so that you will be seen by a lot more people. Location is one of the most important factors when using Bumble. Your matches are mostly based off of location and whatever criteria that you have put in that you're looking for, like maybe your age preference. So wherever you are located, that's going to be basically what your pool of matches is going to come from. But overall, that is how you use Bumble. I hope that you found this video helpful. I hope that you feel confident in going ahead and using Bumble now if you are interested. And yeah, I hope you liked the video. So don't forget to check out our free online dating app quiz if you haven't already. It's quick, fun, easy, totally free, and that's going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. So go ahead and click the link above me or found in the description to check out our quiz. Also, while you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This secret formula is going to triple your response rates on any dating app or dating site. It's completely free, and that's also going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Now that you're just about done with this video, make sure to watch some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. And don't forget to answer the question of the day. Have you ever or would you ever use a app that will actually help you make connections that are not dating? For example, would you use Bumble BFF or Bumble Biz? Have you? How did it go? What do you think about that? Leave all of your opinions, comments, anecdotes, everything down below. We love to hear from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again at Online for Love. Thanks, bye!